Friday again, and that day of the week we ask one of our Culturefile guests to switch from sell to buy and share with us some of the music, movies, TV, food and smells they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of writer and academic Zalia Sava to share with us her Culturefile likes.
Hello, this is Zalia Sava. I've really enjoyed reading, despite the awful subject matter, Kaylin Hogan's book, Republic of Shame, Stories from Ireland's Institutions for Fallen Women. It is such an important text with so much documentary evidence, first-hand accounts from survivors, and it gives an insight into a very strange aspect of our society, which is a part of our all-too-recent past and something with which I think we have yet to fully grapple because there remain so many questions, so many unanswered issues, and there are so many people who are still unaware of their own involvement. So many people who are yet to be notified that their identity was perhaps falsified at birth in order to proceed forward with an adoption and hide the details of the birth mother. As a piece of journalism, it's a wonderful work and very accessibly written. It is a living work in the sense that these are real people's stories and we are in the midst of coming to terms with and trying to understand this period of our history and its ongoing impact on our society. In terms of TV, I loved State of the Union, which was another 15-minute episode series that was broadcast during lockdown on the BBC with our own Chris O'Dowd and Rosamund Pike, who are a couple who meet every week to undergo marriage counselling, and we see them in the pub before they go in, having a quick drink and trying to avoid talking about anything serious, and of course ending up doing just that. It was very funny, very quick-witted. The writer Nick Hornby's voice really comes to the fore, and Chris O'Dowd was just fabulous, as was Rosamund Pike.
If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be here.
You slept with someone else, and now here we are. It's like Brexit. We could have 2 years of talk before we even agree what the issues are.
Just a couple of days ago, I saw Andivana Tuni, Arab Blues, a film by Manel Labidi, which is her debut film, and I was blown away. It's a beautifully shot film. It is wonderfully performed, and despite the fact that it looks at a psychoanalyst who moves from France to Tunisia and as a woman has to undergo a lot of stereotyping, a lot of discrimination in terms of her work, has to deal with a lot of very troubled people and comes up against institutional roadblocks constantly. It is an incredibly uplifting film at the same time. It's poetic, it's funny, it looks at colorism, it looks at colonialism, it looks at the position of the mixed race or bicultural figure who is at once French and Tunisian and yet neither fully accepted in France nor in Tunisia, a woman in society who refuses to adhere to heteronormative tropes. A film that just shone a light through so many difficult areas and produced a really complex and yet relatable heroine. In terms of music, I've been listening to Sisters by Big Joni. I don't know a lot about them. I know that they're from London. They're a punk band. It's their debut album. They are a group of women, black women. I love the album. It is melodic. They're a beautiful pop, I suppose it's more pop punk really. There are beautiful harmonies on there. There's great experimentalism. It's quite peaceful and intimate, and it's great fun as well. In terms of podcasts, I've been listening to Alan Partridge from the Oast House, which is hilarious and ridiculous. So it's a podcast that he is doing from home, his home being an Oast House, which he has had erected. It's a modern building, but in the style of an 18th century building. And it's just typically ludicrous fare from Steve Coogan.
If you're going to jump off a bridge, there's someone you can call. If you're a child being abused and you don't want to speak to a dinner lady, there's someone you can call. If you're a woman, there are loads of people you can call and stay on the phone for ages. But if you're a man...
In terms of food, quite boring. I tend to stick to the same things. If I'm getting a takeaway, for example, I would go for a tofu pad krapao. Thai food with lots of chili, I think, is perfect for wintry evenings. Chu Chow chili oil has become an essential, a cupboard essential for me. Drink, again, I would be quite dull and stick to the same things. I enjoy a very cold, very dry glass of Sauvignon Blanc from the Marlborough region in New Zealand on evenings when I'm not racing up and down to a cot. And in terms of perfume, I've always been a big fan of Marilyn Monroe's. I think she was a fabulous actress. I'm really interested in her intellectual life and in the way that she supported other actresses as well. She was an ally for Dorothy Dandridge in, I suppose, standing up to some of the discrimination that she faced. So rather stereotypically, as a fan of her work, I love Chanel No. 5 and wear it whenever I get a chance.
The likes of Zaylia Sava there. And her latest book, Mixed Race Cinemas, is out now from Bloomsbury. Don't forget the Culture File Weekly, now in its new slot, Saturday evenings at 6:30. And this week, a visit to the cottage garden of horticulturalist Sean O'Guihean, composer Jennifer Walsh on Keeping Things Irish Online, Loss, Memory and TikTok with The Caretaker, and Rob Long on the demise of the micro video network Quibi. That's all in the Culture File Weekly tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.